It's a fine, fine way. It certainly is. You're listening to it on Radio Life and Style, your local station. And for the love of local music, that was Watershed. Kind of setting the mood, because if you love local music like I do, if you love live music on the KZN North Coast, well, this next interview is going to be right up your alley, because coming your way this week on Saturday, 25th of July, one of South Africa's most loved bands. You just heard them. Watershed. They're playing an intimate stripped-down show right here in Salt Rock at the fantastic Dopamine venue. We're big fans. What can we say? Presented by Beneath the Chords. And I've got two guys in the studio with me this morning to paint the picture and to let you know what you're in for. It's going to be a real musical treat. Limited space available, though, so you're going to want to get in early and make sure you grab your tickets so that you don't miss out. But it's a big Radio Life and Style Tuesday. Welcome to Devin Galtry from Beneath the Chords. Devin, welcome to you. How are you doing, man?
Hi, Doc. Thanks, man. You're good. Thank you. Thanks for having us here on this nice fresh morning in Bleed.
Great to have you. And the man who's brought the coffee to the studio this morning, he's always welcome. Judd Campbell from Dopamine. How are you doing, Judd?
Cold.
So have another sip of that coffee.
I'm going to
warm you up. You got a puffer jacket, but nothing on the legs.
I'm playing in the world paddle championships after this. So got to get my game face on.
Paddle, eh?
My bad.
I would expect a world champion to know this. But listen, we're not talking paddle. We're talking music. We're talking this really exciting music series that's been running for quite a while now. And Beneath the Chords is the name. For anyone who hasn't come across or hasn't experienced Beneath the Chords just yet, Devin, what is the concept and what are you trying to create with these shows?
Beneath the Chords has started as a passion project of mine. Something that came out of one of these COVID stories where I've always been a massive music fan, specifically live music, and wanted to really myself, I guess, understand a bit more what lies beneath what these musicians and artists are creating. Yeah. Music stories, right? Storytelling. And often we go to these big shows, we don't get the opportunity to understand what lies beneath the music. So beneath the chords.
Literally, what lies beneath the chords.
Yeah, why the songs are written. Why, how, where, what state of mind the artist were in. The creative part of it, you know. And so what we do is we bring experiences to human beings that want to understand a bit deeper around into the artist's mind and into the creativity behind the music.
It's so cool. So really, these intimate storytelling and live music experiences.
Yeah, for sure. The blend of both. You know, it's interesting. Some artists that really get stuck into their storytelling and then they go, oh, hell, Steve, we better get the music going. But sure, it's a really good blend of the two. And what's great is that it's all your biggest hits, you know, songs that you'd hear on the radio and you think, oh, it's about this. And when you actually hear what it's about, you hear the music differently, which is always a great taker most people that come to the shows, you know, experience.
That's so cool, man. And so you're in for a real treat if you're a local music fan and a Watershed fan at that, because they're booked for this next one, a band with like a serious history, if I have my facts correct. I mean, 26 years together, I think 8 albums, multiple SAMA awards behind them. What is it about the Watershed that made them the right fit for this particular Beneath the Chords evening, David?
Again, we work with acclaimed artists in South Africa that do have a story. I have worked with Craig and the guys from Watershed before. And they do. They have there's some great stories, and it's, I guess our generation, the sort of age that we are here in this room, grew up with these guys' music.
Easy.
Judd's maybe a bit older. But, you know, they have been going for 26 years, much like the rest of the guys that we've worked with, you know, the bands like Just Ginger and the Springbok Nude Girls and the Prime Circles.
But it's great because they've got a catalogue, you know.
Correct.
They've got the depth.
There's a lot of history.
That's the thing. It's going to be so cool to get to re-experience the music, but now with special context, with, you know, I guess that some bands cover music, but in this case, we're going to be sort of uncovering this music and discovering the stories beneath it. And it's billed as an intimate acoustic stripped-down show. It's not a big festival version. What can people really expect in this kind of setting, Judd? Dopamine being the beautiful backdrop to what's going to unfold on Saturday.
Well, we've got a sort of a picnic style theme. So everyone, it's BYO. We obviously don't sell alcohol on the premises, but everyone brings their own field bar typically. And we sit down and picnic blankets, kids run amok, climb trees, and let some music play.
Brilliant. So it's a picnic affair. Bring your own and make it an evening. And family friendly.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Awesome stuff. And for those looking to make sure that they secure a spot, because it's quite an exclusive, limited affair. You know, you don't want to have people walking over each other. You want to make sure that everyone's comfortable. And there will be limited seating available, or limited space to the event available. What's the best way to secure a ticket and to make sure that you don't miss out on what's coming your way this Saturday?
Well, we've got it set up on two platforms, on Quickets.
That was about to invent a new platform. Yeah,
no, Wickets.
There's a new one out.
You've got to get the Wickets. And on web tickets.
Okay, cool beans. So your trusted online ticketing platforms, beneath the cords, a really intimate evening waiting for you, Watershed on the bill for this one. And have you got a favorite Watershed track, Deb? If you had to try and, I suppose Indigo Girl was like the one that like really exploded and put them on.
Yeah, it was like your high school first kiss type.
Wow. There's a
mine was
for
very
you.
Different.
The interesting part, well, just to mention, it's important about the Watershed, what Craig Hines and them do from Watershed is that Craig loves his wine. And they've actually created a wine range.
Oh, yeah.
Called Watershed, yeah. And all the different wine blends are named after Watershed songs, which is pretty cool.
Man,
so
brilliant.
We'll probably hear some of the – Craig might bring some wine with him and tell you, oh, this is the Indigo Girl and this is the elephant in the room. And this is, but, yeah, it's just quite great. And the one thing I just want to add as well is that, Mike, super important when you put these shows together is that the venue is – and the space, I should say, for these type of events is so important. And Dopamine is a special place. It's a really intimate space. It's you really battle sometimes to find perfect venues. And this tour that he's doing right now is we're doing show up in he's doing a show on Friday night at Infinity in Nottingham Road. Also, a super creative artistic space in Notties. It's quite a tight venue. And then here with Judd and them at Dopamine and Cull. And it just has such a cool feel about it. And then we're doing Taps on 24 in Hillcrest on Sunday. So there's a small mini winter tour. We're really looking forward to Saturday.
Well, listen, I think the pinnacle of the tour is going to be Dopamine in Salt Rock. It's this Saturday, 25th of July. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Is that right?
That's right.
Fantabulous. What time does the show get cooking?
Probably get on about 6 o'clock.
Okay,
so you know, when everyone's seated and had a couple of glasses,
you can mosey on in. Take it easy. Seating is unreserved, so arrive early, grab your spot, bring the picnic blanket, picnic basket, BYO, you'll find tickets available at R350 per person. They are limited, so don't leave it to the last minute. Get on to the Quicket, or is it also web tickets?
Web tickets, yeah,
as well. Fantabulous. And Devin and Judd, guys, thanks for giving us the scoop, painting this picture, and for bringing great live, intimate moments like this to Salt Rock, to the KZN North Coast. This is the kind of thing that we want to keep supporting. You know,
cool.
It's not every day that you get a musician or a band with a catalog like this running into town and willing to really lift the curtain and give you a full evening of music, memories, storytelling. And if we can make this one a rocking success, then I'm sure Beneath the Chords will be back with more.
Love to be back.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And for anyone looking to follow the series as a whole, is there a Instagram page or a social media platform?
Yeah, you can just follow on Beneath the Chords or follow the Watershed Band platform on both Facebook and Instagram.
Super duper. And Dopamine on socials as well.
All the time.
Very healthy. But make sure you're following the right one, though. It's the RSA, I think. Dope. Because there's some others that are, obviously, they've been inspired to.
Yeah, there's a couple. I don't know if we copied them or they copied us.
No, you're the original, my friend. But right now, getting you ready for what's coming your way this Saturday. Here they are, Watershed, painting it a shade of indigo. 20 minutes to 8 on 88 FM. Make sure you're there on Saturday. We'll see you beneath the chords. Yeah.
your mind.